Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi there, this is Harry and welcome to our podcast for this week, where we try to help you to understand some aspects of the English language, where you can help with your conversational English, business English, and just a general understanding of certain grammar points. So, as always, if you want to contact me, you'll get my contact details at the end of each of the podcasts. So, in the first podcast that I have for you this week, we're going to look at some phrasal verbs. And in this context, we're going to look at themed phrasal verbs. So the theme for these phrasal verbs are those connected to the theme of weather. Okay, so it's something we all like to talk about and we all like to occupy ourselves with, because whether you're living in the UK or France or Spain or wherever, the weather is always a very topical aspect, particularly in Northern Europe. So let's look at some of these. Cloud over. So to cloud over means when the sky begins and eventually is covered in grey cloud, whether light grey or dark grey. So we can wake up and say, oh, it has clouded over. So the day started bright and sunshine, blue sky, but as the day grew older or as the day progressed, it clouded over, meaning the clouds covered the sky. And at the beginning of the day, we can use two phrasal verbs or a phrasal verb with two different prepositions. We can say to start off or to start out. So the day started off bright or the day started out bright. The meaning is exactly the same. To start off or to start out means it was blue sky or grey sky, and then again as the day progressed, it changed. So I could say, oh, the day started off quite brightly, but as we near to lunchtime, it began to cloud over. So I can include both of those phrasal verbs in that particular example. Or the day started out quite bright, and then as the day progressed, it got gradually worse. Okay, so start off or start out, meaning the beginning of, or as the day began, when you got up or when you looked out of your window early morning. There are a couple of phrasal verbs that we can use in connection to very heavy rain. And we could say that the rain was pouring down or it poured down with rain. Just a change in the verb tense there. Okay, so pour, P-O-U-R, like you pour water out of a glass. So the rain poured down. So it means it literally came down very, very heavily. So as if you were pouring it out of a glass. Okay, so when we use the expression pour down or it is pouring down or it poured down, it means the rain was exceptionally heavy. And another phrasal verb with a similar meaning but slightly more slang expression is to bucket down, like a bucket of water, to bucket down, B-U-C-K-E-T. It bucketed down, so we can use that in the past tense. It bucketed down or it poured down, exactly the same meaning, very, very heavy rain. Okay, so pour down and bucket down. And then finally, some phrasal verbs with a little bit brighter outlook. Okay, so we can say to brighten up means to improve. So from grey sky to some mix blue sky and a little bit of grey sky. So the day brightened up as we got nearer to tea time. Mm-hmm. Or the day began to clear up. Again, having the same meaning, brighten up, clear up, the same meaning that the day improved. Will the day pick up? Meaning, will it improve? Yeah, so the day is not so good at the moment. It's cloudy, it's misty. What do you think? Do you think the day will pick up? Ah, well, usually at this time of the year, the weather improves and looking at the sky. I think it will pick up later on, meaning I think it will improve gradually or slowly or a little bit. And then finally, to die out. And when we use the phrasal verb to die out, it means that whatever rain is there or thunder or snow, whatever the weather pattern is, it's going to change or it's going to just disappear. So the weather forecast might say, well, today we have very strong winds and that has brought a lot of heavy rain. But by late afternoon, these winds and the heavy rain will begin to die out. So late evening, we might have a clear sky, which will give us a little bit of a cooler evening. So that would be the type of forecast you might get. So to die out means to disappear slowly. Okay, so they're the phrasal verbs. Cloud over, start off or start out, pour down, bucket down, brighten up, clear up, pick up, and die out. Okay, so that's the end of that particular podcast. So thanks for listening. If you want to contact me, then you can do so at www.englishlessonviaskype.com. I'd be very happy to hear from you and very happy to include anything that you would like me to include that will give you some help in understanding our English. Okay, so thanks for listening and join me again soon.